Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Kim Potter guilty verdicts for the ex-Minnesota cop who killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop earlier this year ends the case. Kim Potter said she mistook her handgun for a taser as Mr. Wright fought with the officers in an attempt to flee an unrelated warrant arrest. Minnesota Attorney General Democrat Keith Ellison with a message for police.
We don't want you to be discouraged. And when a member of your profession is held accountable, it does not diminish you. In fact, it shows. It shows the whole world that those of you who enforce the law are also willing to live by it.
United Airlines has canceled 165 flights scheduled for today, about 8% of its planned schedule, and about 28 flights that were slated for Saturday. For more information on all flights around the world, visit flightaware.com. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Most economists will tell you, when inflation smashes your economy like we're seeing today, quit spending new money. President Biden's massive social spending bill didn't get that memo.
President Biden says he's confident his Build Back Better agenda will be signed into law, despite bipartisan opposition to his $2 trillion social spending package. This comes after Congress passed a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise joins Fox Business and says the president has been spending too much cash.
No bill should be $1 trillion or more. That's one of the reasons that you have this massive crisis of inflation, supply chain, everything down the line.
The president and his Democratic colleagues say the package will help the economic recovery with support for things like child care and green jobs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Merry Christmas from USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Supreme Court on January 7th will take up two of President Biden's vaccine mandates regarding large businesses and healthcare workers. Republican Representative Greg Murphy from North Carolina on Newsmax Thursday says this will take the air of uncertainty out of the mandates.
I knew this was going to be, or I thought anyway, the eventuality, and since it's such a pressing issue with our country, I'm glad they're taking it up this soon. It takes the air of uncertainty out of the balloon of mandates, and so I really think, you know, I've talked about this many times. I've been very pro-vaccination, but I'm not for mandates. I don't believe they're the right thing to do. You look at Japan, they don't have mandates, and they're over 78% vaccinated. I believe you don't beat people with a stick. You educate them and allow them to make the decision, and I think for the vast majority, they will. Unfortunately, we have beaten them with a stick, and many people have come subsequently just become resistant to any thought of being vaccinated, and that's wrong.
Although Omicron is now the dominant COVID-19 variant, Representative Murphy says this is not a bad thing.
This may be a blessing in disguise.
Right.
Yes, I'm fearful about my colleagues, in the hospital and the healthcare setting of being overrun just because of the mere numbers of individuals. But the good thing is that most of these individuals are not deathly ill. That does happen. but the mass majority are not. And that's a good sign.
Merry Christmas from our family to yours. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, one way to start is if we adhere to, the admonition and the process of Advent. I mean, this is the third week. It's a time to rejoice, we're told. And when you think about others than yourself, and you think outside of yourself, and you think all that God has done for you, it is enough to, as Paul would say, rejoice. And having done that, you just keep rejoicing. Because this is the third week of Advent as we draw closer to the coming of God's greatest gift to his creation, and that is salvation. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us, the president and founder of American Faith and senior pastor of Influence Church. Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy? You rejoicing?
I am rejoicing indeed. This is a great season for us to remember what God has done for us and to not let left, politics, woke, or anything else discourage us from rejoicing in the birth of Christ.
And I want people to appreciate, Phil, I mean, you and I mean, you're here, you're a senior pastor and, committed men of faith. We've put it all in the line and whatever it takes, realize God's will for our lives and for others. I mean, this is what we try to promote. And though we talk about things in the political world, we do it because this is what Jesus commanded us to do, is that, and as some pastors before, over 200 years ago, went to the, would go to the pulpit with the newspaper in one hand and the Bible in the other, because there is relevance. The Word of God is relevant to the culture, and it commands us to speak to the darkness of the culture, doesn't it?
It does. And, I made reference to Elizabeth when she, got in the presence of Mary. Both were pregnant, one with John the Baptist, one with Jesus. And it said that the baby leaped in her womb and that she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I wonder how much the doctrine of the image of God in the womb was framed by that very idea. Because it doesn't say the fetus leaped. There was a baby.
Yes.
And only an idiot would think it was not a human being and not a baby, especially with the technology, the science we have today to understand what's really happening in a woman's womb. And then to see this decision come out of the Supreme Court in favor of the Texas law in terms of lawsuits and what they can and can't do and so forth. And really, this is a tide that's turning. I mean, you can always tell when the left doesn't like it is because Biden goes on some kind of a terror of words trying to describe how bad it is, whether it's a Rittenhouse decision or a support a state's rights in abortion. So, there's some good things happening on the scene. We need to remind ourselves of that in the midst of inflation, different things that are happening today that are crushing us because of bad leadership.
Exactly. And we need to understand that to get on track, I mean, first of all, I tell everybody good news is that the majority of Americans realize that this country is off track. Okay, all right, great observation. Now, what are you going to do about it? And this idea, first of all, the abortion issue, it is one of those issues. In order for us to get back and reconnect with our moral foundings, this is one way of doing it. What happens, you know, with the mama bears coming out and saying no to CRT, saying no to, you know, pornography being taught to our kids in grade school. I mean, it's absurd. I mean, this is how off track we have become. And this is a wake-up call, you know, against the wokesters of our society. America is waking up and they're realizing that this can no longer happen. And, you know, for you and I as men of faith, we know our anchor and the answer is in God. God has said it. He meant it. And guess what? He's coming back. And people will be judged very clearly based on God's law, God's rule. And more importantly, you know, hey, did you choose his son? And here it is, the greatest gift that God has given to his creation. Did you accept the greatest gift or not? Did you deny it? And that will all come to bear. We will have that judgment, that moment of judgment to look forward to, for those of us who have, and for those that haven't, it will be a very fearful day for them.
Well, it is. And, you know, the thing about judgment is it's first of all, it's written into our conscience. There is something that God put in every person. And now they can deny it. They can harden their heart against it. But the idea of accountability and judgment is woven into the human DNA. Mm-hmm. And so people realize this. And what they do is they can medicate it. You know, they can ignore it. They can suppress the truth and unrighteousness, as Paul says in Romans 1, but it never really leaves. Mm-hmm. And so when you see a person that denies it, you know what's happened. It's what's happened is described in Romans 1, is God gives them up to a base mind. In other words, their mind does not function, and that's why we say, what are they mm-hmm. thinking? Well, the reality is they're not thinking because they've lost the ability to process information in the way that God intended them to do it. And then that way they see everything from a perspective mm-hmm. that makes zero sense if your mind is balanced with reality.
Exactly. And to your point, one of the first things you'll hear from kids especially, and even with adults later on, but mostly from kids, it's almost knee-jerk. They say, that's not fair, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's really profound when you hear you hear your grandkids go, Grandpa, that's not fair. And you go, wow. I mean, you know, you think about that. And adults right now are waking up and realizing CRT, realizing, you know, the questions we had about people being incarcerated without due process in Washington, D.C. over January the 6th. A questionable, I'm sorry, there's still questions out there, so please don't be offended. And if you are, maybe you need to think about this, because I'm offended that I'm told to be convinced that some votes, you know, should be counted in such a way that would lead us to believe almost the impossible, that Joe Biden would render 85 million votes. Okay, well, you know, you've got a majority of Americans on both sides. I mean, this is bipartisan saying that's not fair. Okay, so all this is connected to these moral moorings that we've abandoned as a society, and why this society is in such chaos right now to such a degree that somehow, you know, I mean, people can go in and pillage, you know, high-end retail stores up to $1,000, and I don't know who's checking out on the $1,000, but because some of these high-end stores, I mean, one purse is over $1,000, you know, so, but all that stuff is happening, but you still hear people go, wait a minute, that's not fair. Okay, so when are we going to hear enough of it's not fair that we start doing something about it? Because when we start really doing something about it, then we can start getting this country back on track. We got about 30 seconds left here on this break. Go ahead.
Israel said it wasn't fair for 400 years in Egypt. God forbid that he leaves us in darkness for 400 years.
Amen to that. God forbid. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Phil Hotzenpiller, president and founder of American Faith. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, look, you got Brian Williams quitting TV. Chris Wallace over the weekend says, birds of a feather flock together. He's going over to CNN. Interesting. And especially what Brian Williams had to say. We got more after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank, bringing you today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christmas is right around the corner, and with all the joyful festivities, it's easy to get lost in the holiday shuffle and forget the true meaning of this season. As Christians, we need to remember that not only are we celebrating the birth of Christ, but also what He came here for, to save the lost and give them new life and hope. This is why we at the Tide Ministry are more determined than ever to reach those who might not have heard the gospel message and tell them the truth about Jesus through our radio broadcasts and related ministry activities. We pray that every day, many across the globe are giving their lives to Christ as we gather together to celebrate the birth of our Savior who welcomes all who believe. To learn how you can join in prayer for more lives to be eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Love that about our God. He's unchanging. He's still the same no matter what. Even in 2021, in the midst of all this craziness that we're going through, that Phil Hotzenpiller and myself have been talking about, is that we can always trust in God. And that's who only we can trust in is God himself, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the president and founder of American Faith. Phil Hotzenpiller continues with us. Phil, as you and I were talking off air, is that the leadership of our government, elected officials, that we entrust, we put our faith in them, and though we're told by the Word of God not to trust in man, we do, and here we are, approaching $30 trillion in debt. We've got another tax and spend offering put before us that is so clearly egregious that Joe Biden says, "Oh, it's all going to be paid for and everything." Just a humongous lie, and he keeps doubling down and insisting that's not. And then the CBO, which was the gold standard, even by Joe Biden's measure, says that it's not going to be 1.7. It could be 3. And I mean, you can hear them kind of wincing at even saying 3 trillion. Joe Manchin comes out, he does his analysis and says, "No, wait a minute, this thing's going to balloon up. It's going to be upwards of $5 trillion." Now, this is one Democrat who is holding the line for the rest of America right now. And, the math is so obvious. You say, what happened to the other 49, Democratic senators? They don't know math. They can't figure this out. Are they so partisan that they're sending the rest of us down the river here?
Well, I think that's exactly right. I mean, if it doesn't make sense, let's go back and follow money. Let's follow power and position, because there's really no reason for a person to be a professional politician, in my opinion. It doesn't make economic sense, because most of them made more money before they went into politics, unless they're getting paid or they're just such egomaniacs that they have to stay in power for a lifetime. I don't think that was ever the intent of our founding fathers, but it's become a reality in our day. And what happens is corruption. So when I was growing up, my dad was in the Army. And the Air Force had a policy that they moved their Air Force people every 2 to 3 years. And it was just like what they found out was, after 3 years, they learned too much about how to play the system. So they, in order to not help a good boy go bad, they moved them. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to do with these politicians. We need to move them out.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that you wonder if you really did an honest analysis of this money. I mean, even with Nancy Pelosi, up until recently, it was obvious that she was, she had insider trading benefits. And it got so egregious, that Peter Schweitzer even reported on it. It was a deal with, I think, her and her husband within 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because she was on one of the committees and had access to some privileged Visa stock and turned it around and made over $100,000, put it right straight into her pocket. Thank you very much. And so this stuff routinely has been going on, and it was okay. Even with the ethics committee, you go, wait a minute, what's going on with you guys? Well, it's just been accepted. Well, then it got so embarrassing that they finally said, okay, guys, we got to pull back on this. We can't do this anymore. But these politicians, most of these people are attorneys. They know how to scoot the law. They know how to work the angles, just like wealthy people know how to work the angles when it comes to the tax code. They've got the money. They've got the wherewithal and the knowledge of how to cheat and work around the system. Well, these politicians do the same thing. So it may not be called insider trading, but I'll guarantee you, if you really look deep into this, and probably not even that deep because they're not that good, you will find out that they've just found another way to do insider trading, but they call it something else, just like they do with everything else. I mean, whether we're saying it's a vaccine that's really not a vaccine, whether we're rewriting the rules as to, why the CDC would come out and first say that it's only 5% of people who actually died from COVID alone. Well, 5% is about half the number of flu, and we didn't shut down the country with the flu after all these years, but somehow for something that has less lethality than the flu, we're shutting things down, we're putting masks on people, and we're just scaring the holy what have you out of the American people for, Lindsey Graham said, just because of control.
Well, yeah, and then, Pelosi makes all that money. Where does she buy a house?
Yeah,
in your
course.
State.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, we're glad to ship her off. Can I just say that? We're just glad to have her.
Well, she's coming here with ice cream, so it's okay. Well, she's got ice cream. So we're
so,
this is like
What about Brian Williams quitting?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I thought, you told me about that, and then right on the heels, and then I hear Chris Wallace, you know, his salutation yesterday on, Fox News Sunday was
different.
Adios.
This is totally different. This guy was a loser, never should have been on anything, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Brian Williams, I liked what he said. He said, mm-hmm. look, they're burning the house down with us in it.
Exactly.
Now, that's a whole different thing than you hear from Wallace.
Yeah, and this, no. Wallace from that standpoint, you're exactly right.
You know, and Wallace was always a CNN guy. Somehow he got misplaced on Fox. Fox went woke after Disney bought it. And you just got a little island of Tucker, and that's about all you got left on Fox anymore because Hannity's taking all the big pharma money. So you've got this complicated scenario happening in the media world right now. But I think what I appreciate about him was, I don't know what I'm going to do, but this is not it. And I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I'm an institutionalist. And what he was saying was the institution known as America and the framework that everything's built around this is burning to the ground. He doesn't even recognize it. To me, that was the stronger statement than one that a conservative could have made because he was coming from a whole different world.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. And I agree with you. America in 2021 is unrecognizable, quote unquote. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, but I looked at it as a warning, but I also looked at it as a good sign. Because when you start to say people who lean left, who made all their money leaning left, saying something is desperately wrong, and I'm not going to stay with it anymore. It reminds me of that old movie, you know, I'm mad as you know what, and I'm not going to stay with it anymore.
Right.
And
Broadcast
that's
news.
What's happening right now, and that's a good thing. It really is a good thing.
Right. Well, and as I've said to the kids, you've heard me say, you know, it's experience that defines preference. Boy, we got a lot of experience, and it's okay. What is your preference now? Your preference for the kind of government? Your preference for the kind of leadership? You think it's acceptable to have somebody who is mentally challenged as the president of the United States that continues to put our national security at risk with the decisions? I mean, here we were, you know, a year ago, we were energy independent. Our southern border was being managed. We weren't dealing with, you know, we were dealing with COVID, but here it is. When we fast-tracked, you know, three vaccines, we were, you know, operating from a position of strength and victory mindset. All that is gone. I mean, in less than a year, Phil, think about it. I mean, it's like, what happened? Did America get tired of losing? I mean, this is why we surrendered everything over to Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi?
Well, and here's the thing. It's what we always suspected all along. Does the president really run the country? And it's clear that he does not. It's clear that he doesn't have the mental capability to run this country. And he's running it into the ground, or whoever's behind the president is running it into the ground for some purpose that, personally, I think it's a color revolution that's happening. I think that's what's going on. It's an old CIA trick to take over a nation and to absurd its authority and power. And I think that's what's happening in America today. I think this is a plot at the highest level.
No, you're exactly right, Phil. And I think that I know that we're hesitant to talk about it because it almost sounds treasonous. But, you know, that's what treason does. Treason brings you into the realm of the treasonous, and you have to speak the language to understand what's going on. And I know that idea scares people. I mean, and like you said, it's quite telling when you have Brian Williams who's saying, I don't recognize this country anymore. I'm out of here. I mean, you know, and the other thing that you said is that they've decided to burn it all down with us inside. That, well, if that doesn't cause you to take pause, I don't know what will. This is pretty serious.
Oh, yeah. I was with a friend of mine. He said, I'm going to get dual citizenship to Italy because I'm safer in Italy with COVID than I am in America.
Phil Hotzenpiller. Thank you, buddy.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Kim Potter guilty verdicts for the ex-Minnesota cop who killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop earlier this year ends the case. Kim Potter said she mistook her handgun for a taser as Mr. Wright fought with the officers in an attempt to flee an unrelated warrant arrest. Minnesota Attorney General Democrat Keith Ellison with a message for police.
We don't want you to be discouraged. And when a member of your profession is held accountable, it does not diminish you. In fact, it shows. It shows the whole world that those of you who enforce the law are also willing to live by it.
United Airlines has canceled 165 flights scheduled for today, about 8% of its planned schedule, and about 28 flights that were slated for Saturday. For more information on all flights around the world, visit flightaware.com. Merry Christmas to you and your family from our family. We are USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Martinez here, and we're talking with James Herson, the legal analyst and best-selling author. You know, as you were saying, James, right before the break there, I mean, Jesus is the ultimate gift for the season, and here we are entering the first week of Advent, which addresses hope. And, you know, and as I think about that, as the first candle that we lit on Sunday for hope, representing hope, you can't help but think, what do people do when they have no hope?
Well, and of course, there are people who we would think would have no hope. You know, when we look, you know, we're very blessed still in the United States of America, but we know there are people who are living lives where you would think they have no hope. And yet, they find the virtue and the theological virtue of hope. They find it in the notion that, number one, that what we talked about is that through grace that God offers a clean slate and redemption and the ability, the path towards holiness. And we also know, and you mentioned Advent, Advent is sort of the lead up to where we're going to celebrate certainly the second highest important holiday in the Christian tradition, which is the incarnation, the Christmas. It's the incarnation. And we have the hope because we believe, and the sacred scripture tells us, that Jesus, the Son of God, the Redeemer of mankind, he's not done. He's coming back. And that's our blessed hope. And so, we have, there's a whole font of hope present in the Christian religion, present in the reservoir of faith Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, and people in the most adverse situations tap into that, mm-hmm. and they live hopeful and joyful existences.
Right.
And we can even do that even as we watch the absolute utter evil around us in the world that we already knew mm-hmm. was fallen. But now we have some real serious reminders of how.
Well, because we're getting closer to Jesus coming back, and that's the warning that we have, you know. And I believe the other aspect of the Christmas season, it reminds us that God is with us, Emmanuel. God is with us, and for a an argument and a human argument that God is, is detached from his creation is the biggest lie. And Jesus coming was the affirmation, the reaffirmation of God's promises that he would never leave us nor forsake us, that he was coming back for us. And that's what this reminds us of in this whole season. And I pray that our hearts are prepared to understand and take that in as much as we can, because it's so supernatural and so awesome that, as C.S. Lewis would call it, he'd say ineffable. It's beyond awesome. You know, when you consider that God is with us, that he hasn't abandoned us, as you say, even in the midst of a pandemic and the evil that's reigning, around not just our country, but around the world these days, James.
Yeah, that's true. And, it's hard to express in words. I think that's what C.S. Lewis, a master of words, would say when he used ineffable. He said, it's just, you can't express it. And it's in the scripture when it says, eye cannot see, ear cannot hear, neither can the mind conceive what God has in store for those who love him. And you imagine how much you understand, people understand what real transcendent holy love is. They know that with their families, they know with their children, with their spouse, with their siblings, with their parents. They understand love, but that pales. That's nothing compared to what the power of love that the creator of the universe in his infinite goodness, the capacity of love, that he has.
Yes.
And when that's realized for an individual to think that he who created me loves me, it is impossible to actually get your arms around it completely, but its power is transformative, of course.
Right.
And that's what, redemption and being born again and the various ways we describe the Christian experience, that's exactly what it is. And this beautiful season is where we celebrate the love that's beyond our comprehension that the Holy Virgin Mother had for the incarnate child who actually was the deity being formed in her womb, being born and being loved and nurtured. That kind of love is truly, just to meditate on it, is an amazing, fulfilling thing. And that's what we do as we lead up to Christmas. That's what Christmas is about.
Exactly. Well, and speaking of Christmas, you write about A Wonderful Life and how Hollywood and, dare I say, a majority of Americans still is in love with this movie. I mean, surprisingly, as many things have been canceled these days at the hands of the canceled culture, A Wonderful Life is, it's like beyond canceling. I mean, it is such a tradition, such a mainstay of the very things that you and I have been talking about. You know, God's grace, God's mercy, his love for us, it's manifested so many ways that it has, over the decades, become such a staple of the holiday, hasn't it?
It's unbelievable. And, ironically, when it first came out, it wasn't well received by the critics. It didn't do well at the box office, but it was Frank Capra, the genius director. It was his favorite movie. It was Jimmy Stewart's favorite movie. It's on every critic's top 10 list. It's the number one inspirational film of all time, according to the American Film Institute. And it has been, you know, Capra said he made the movie basically to counter the modern atheist trends of his time in the 1940s. Wow. So there are militant groups that don't like this movie. After all, it has angels in it. It's a theistic movie. But they can't seem to stop it. And what was striking to me is, you know, even in the ultra-woke community of Hollywood, they're actually having a charitable event to honor the late Ed Asner. He has a charity, a good one, that helps children with special needs and their families. And they're doing what they call a table read. That's essentially like a radio play where they read the script, and they're doing it for charity. And this includes just a whole host of, you know, of Hollywood people. Jason Sudeikis from SNL and from lots of movies.
How cool is this?
George Bailey, George Wendt from Cheers. He's going to be Uncle Billy, and it's got Martin Sheen, Rosario Dawson, Kathy Bates, Ed Harris, just a whole long list, and they're doing It's a Wonderful Life. And I thought they wouldn't do this with Gone with the Wind, because that's canceled. But thanks be to God, It's a Wonderful Life continues, and it will be on this year, Christmas Eve, on NBC. It still owns the rights. And it's going to be on December 4th as well. And it'll be
And it's amazing. You know, I have a dear friend, Jimmy Hawkins, who played the baby in that movie, who has kind of been the heir apparent and the champion of It's a Wonderful Life, and Donna Reed. I mean, Donna Reed has become so identified with this movie, and Jimmy has been there to honor, you know, her legacy as well, of her great body of work. You know, It's a Wonderful Life still stands out so glaringly for her, and what an incredible actress. We got about 25 seconds left, so I'm going to let you wrap it up.
And so, yeah, this is it's a very, I dare anyone to watch it, even if you've seen it.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Open mind and see
it. That's why it's so much of a tradition. James Herson, the one and only New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. James, is always appreciated, buddy.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This report is sponsored by Kelley Blue Book. For more than 95 years, Kelley Blue Book has been the trusted resource for car shoppers searching for the right vehicle at the right price. The company's annual Best Buy Awards provide a look ahead to help navigate new vehicle selections for the coming year. 2022 is full of many new car choices, and on December 16th, auto industry expert Micah Muzio reveals the top selections for best new model, best plug-in hybrid, and more. Beginning with a pool of over 300 new car models, Kelley Blue Book's experts spent a year testing and evaluating all of the options, taking into consideration factors such as cost to own data, consumer feedback, and sales information to narrow down the list. Micah Muzio, video manager for Kelley Blue Book.
Each year, innovations in technology and advancing trends make for a bevy of options for car shoppers. The Kelley Blue Book team spent the past year testing and analyzing the 2022 models to narrow down the top choices in the most popular vehicle categories, so we can confidently deliver the best suggestions to help guide consumers as they consider their next new vehicle purchase.
To learn more, visit KBB.com.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Well, this Christmas, the Warner family and the brothers, Irwin, John and Andrew, have a real gift for us with this upcoming new movie that people are already excited and talking about. Hey, guys, good to have you on the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill, good to be back with you, man. Good to see you again. Thanks for having us.
Been looking forward to it. John, this story of Kurt Warner, which we got a glimpse into his life back in 2000 with his memoir. How did this come to you that you said, look, we've got to put this on the big screen?
Well, you know, we love inspirational true stories. I mean, that's basically a filmmaker finds their story and then just, you know, tells it again and again. And stories that uplift and inspire and that are true. That's the stories that we love to tell. And so we got to know Kurt and Brenda. I have no idea how this story has not been told already. I have no idea how the good fortune and providence that we're the ones that get to tell it. And it just comes at such a perfect time because it's just, you know, one of the most inspirational, true stories, certainly a sports story, but anyone that's chased a dream, you know. Or dreams of accomplishing something. We'll love this story. It's a story for the of a family, for the entire family. And ultimately, we just wanted to make a film that people would watch and say, if he can do it, I can do it. And if they can be together through this, so can we. And as we listen to the story, I mean, you can't write a story this good. Like the idea that this guy was as far from his dream as anyone could ever be, bagging groceries in Iowa, but still clutching to his dream that others would call delusional. And 5 years later, you know, he's the MVP of the NFL and of the Super Bowl. It's just one of the great inspirational stories that I've ever encountered, and we're honored that we get to be the ones to tell it.
Andrew, as John was suggesting, it wasn't like you lacked for material. Were you kind of surprised as you got into the story and you're talking to Kurt and Brenda and other people that knew their story and you're going, whoa, there's a lot to deal with here, right?
Yeah, Bill. I think for me, John and I started as sports cameramen before we became film directors. And so I remember working the Super Bowl in 2001. It was Kurt Warner's second Super Bowl, playing Tom Brady in his rookie year. And I remember watching what was going on in the film and on the field, that it was larger than life. But then after the game, I watched him interacting with this woman in the stands that had spiky hair and was just really textured and interesting. It was his wife, Brenda. And I was like, I always was intrigued by that, saying, I want to know the story behind that. So when we sat down with Kurt and Brenda to kind of figure out what their story was, we asked them, what do you feel like the story you want to be told is? And they said, it's really about us fighting to stay together, keeping our family together. And it's really about our relationship
with our son Zach, who is blind and has some disabilities. And John and I looked at each other like, that's interesting. We want to tell that story. So as we dug into it, some of the details that emerge, you watch the film and be like, there's no way that could happen in real life. And those big set pieces that happened during the course of this film, it's reality. It happened. And so, you know, all those pieces just came together. We didn't have to invent things. It was really about having to reduce things down because there was so much great material to go through.
Exactly. And John, as you are ferreting through this information, and as you referenced earlier, I mean, this has been a heck of 18-month, almost 24-month period for this nation dealing with this pandemic. And if there was ever a time that we needed a rebirth of hope and inspiration, it is now. And as you said, this story and coming out on Christmas Day of 2021 is by no accident.
I just think we need to be re-inspired again. I think we need to be reminded of the possibility of our own dreams again. And I just can't, you know, believe that this story is coming out right now. And the idea that, you know, that a story for the whole family can release on Christmas Day, and that people all over America can watch it and say, you know what, if he can do it, we can do it. And exactly. And that's the goal. And it's just, it's inspiring on every level. And I can't wait for the audience to see it.
And Andrew, it reminds people of faith that God never gives up, right?
Right. I mean,
the deal is always on between us, you know, everything. Because you got to imagine this period of time where Kurt was at. He's boxing. He's at a grocery store, boxing shelves and that. And probably still waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and probably telling God sometimes, hey, why are you waking me up? Why are you telling me about this? I'm getting to the point where I'm too old. It's almost like an Old Testament Sarah moment. What do you mean I'm going to have a kid, you know? But for Almighty God, right?
Right. I mean, absolutely. You got it completely correct. I mean, I think this is a story that you can't take the faith out of it and really not remove the heart of what Kurt and Brenda went through. And I think, you know, for somebody that had been through those struggles, you know, it was the faith that he saw in Brenda and the relationship that she had with God that really inspired him, gave him the heart of a champion. Without meeting Brenda and falling in love with his family, there will be no movie to make. And so it really is about not giving up on those dreams and those callings that you feel like are on your life that seem like they're very delayed in being, you know, kind of happening. And so with this, there's this beautiful line that Dennis Quaid playing Coach Vermeil says in the film. He says, destiny belongs to the underdogs. And I think for everyone right now, there's a bit of that feeling that we've been an underdog, you know, in each of our own stories. And so seeing a story where the every man, the every woman, that is kind of held down by life circumstances wins, I think it's just a breath of fresh air to an audience that desperately wants hope.
And I got to imagine for you two, it's especially relatable because, you know, I've known you guys for several years now, and the balance between the two of you and the chemistry between the two of you is really special, as it is with if I might say, you know, with Kurt and Brenda. I mean, Brenda really brought out the best of Kurt, and by his own admission, he says if it wasn't for her, he wouldn't have been the champion because she was that ingredient, that missing component that he needed in his life. Right, John?
Well, you know, one of the things I love is that the tagline of the movie is "No one wins alone,"
yeah.
And that is so true. That we win as a team. We win as a family. And, you know, Andy and I have worked together since I was 15. He was 18. You know, we win together. And Kurt, you know, Kurt and Brenda were destined to win together. And it really is the power of a love story. And the way they won was together. And that's one of the exciting themes of the movie that I just love.
See, Andrew, sooner or later, John's going to appreciate that when you drag him around, it's for a good thing, right?
Pretty good at doing the dragging. He's the idea person, but I think there is that idea that with any you know, accomplishment in life, there's a decent amount of friction and a decent amount of struggle that goes into it. I think a lot of us see the end result for somebody that wins big, and we say, "Oh, I want their life," but you don't see all the struggle and the frustration that goes into that. And so we have a policy amongst ourselves, and then, you know, brothers, we're family, and it can be highly dysfunctional at times, but the beautiful thing about it is it's friction with respect, and best idea wins. And so we really fight for our stories to do something that we can deliver to the audience with integrity and say, this is the best idea, and this is a story worth investing your time and your resources in as a family to go out and watch it together, something that will bring a whole family together. And so when we can accomplish things like that and have a movie releasing on Christmas Day that Lionsgate really put their stamp of approval on and said this is worthy of putting out on such a scale, we're grateful and we can't wait for our audience to enjoy it.
John, about 3 minutes left. I want to talk about the cast. You mentioned Dennis Quaid. Wow. I mean, you have an incredible cast here that just seems perfect for this movie.
Well, I mean, you know, it starts with Zach Levi. This is the role he was born to play. I can't think of a better person to play and a more talented person. I mean, my goodness, he can anchor a superhero franchise and be on Broadway. It's unbelievable. And then to surround him with, you know, an Academy Award winner like Anna Paquin, she's unbelievable in this movie, and they're so great together. And then Dennis Quaid has been such a wonderful part of our story with I Can Only Imagine, and a wonderful part of Mark Shardy's story, one of our producers. They did The Rookie together, and that was their first film together. And so Quaid just has a lot of history with us, and so it was great to sort of a reunion. And he does so well as Dick Vermeule. It's unbelievable.
Andrew, how will American Underdog appeal to people regardless of the role faith plays in their lives?
That's the thing that I'm most excited about, Bill, is that this is a story that plays universally well across multiple different audiences. You know, I think it's just a really good sports movie and a really great love story. And I think it's one that has hooks into it regardless of whether you're a fan of sports, whether you're a person of faith, you know, whether you like romance in your movies or not. It's got something for everyone. I think it's really approachable. And so for us to do a story about a person of faith, but in a way that's kind of outwardly focused as an invitation of just enjoying a good story, you know, it was really exciting to see the test audiences watch it that were really tested in each different sphere and to see that it was universally kind of accepted. And so I'm really excited for being a broad audience, the broadest audience we've been able to reach with one of our products. And, you know, we have high hopes for people engaging it of all walks of life.
John, as Andrew says, you know, a sports movie. But again, the timing of this coming out on Christmas, when we feel good about family and the importance of the holiday and all that it represents. But I sense that this is going to have an impact on marriages as well in its own unique and special way. Do you sense that as well?
It's a movie, it's a love story as much as it is an inspirational sports story. And I think Kurt and Brenda falling in love and holding to each other and clinging to hope with each other is the way they won. That's why the credit roll song, which is original, is called Love Changes Everything. I mean, really, the love between these two people changed everything. And they've been one of the great teams ever since. They have 7 kids together, and it's just an amazing, love story and family story.
And we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. John, Andrew, as always, a blessing. Thank you so much. All the best to you. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news, high-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.